بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Pious person heard about a tree that was being worshipped. So very irritated at this, and he thought to himself, I must chop down this tree. The creation of Allah Ta'ala are all getting misled with this tree here. So if I chop it down, people will come to their senses and they will come to Allah Ta'ala. En route, he meets up with Shaitan. Shaitan says, what are you going to get out of this? You're going to chop this tree here. Perhaps you will find another tree. And they will continue. He didn't buy the story of Shaitan. Shaitan kept on trying to stop him. And he's opposing Shaitan. They went into a bout, a duel, and he dropped Shaitan the first time, second time. So Shaitan says to him, now you see, you're going to chop down this tree, people find something else. So the better than this is, I'll place 2-3 gold coins under your pillow. You can use it, your family, and you can spend it in good causes, madrasa, masjid, etc. Now you're going to chop this down, what fire are you going to get? So Shaitan comes from very doubtful ways, what you use, grey areas, comes in areas that are not clear, and he gives a very good picture. وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ He beautifies the picture. You do this, you look at this. And then the individual gets overcome with a gloss. زَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَصَدَّهُمْ So the gloss overwhelms you and you go for it, not realizing that you're getting into the clutches of Shaitan. Al-Mu'tani Sahib Rahmatullahi says that a person that is not, he hasn't got his Islam yet done, it's not the right thing for him to go too much in bayans. Then he gives the reason. He says, when he has not got his Islah right as yet, and he's going to go into bayans too much, what's going to happen? One problem will be that he's going to be speaking about things that he's not practicing, right? And he's not even concerned about practicing. And then people will get a wrong impression. So I must keep speaking, more importantly speaking than practicing. Or he will design his talks in a way he will make his actions to be acceptable. Now, if he's going to speak about things, perhaps, that he's not practicing, people will point fingers at him. So he'll speak about things that he's practicing. So he'll become complacent and make them complacent as well. Or the third is that the wrong that he's doing, in his talk he will try and justify the wrong that he's doing. In the meanwhile, he'll do it and he'll do it and he'll do it to such a point that he begins to feel the wrong that he's doing is right. Someone quoted the verse, فَعْفُ وَصْفَحُ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Overlook until Allah Ta'ala comes with his command. In other words, he talks of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that the Muslims were not allowed to get into jihad for approximately 13 years. In Makkah Mukarramah, they were not allowed. When they moved on to Medina, then were they allowed. Now why was it? The reason is that when they were in Makkah Mukarramah, they were still going through the Islam. Islam was done, perfected, then they started off. Islam is not done, then they were not allowed. Because to engage in jihad, you need a certain type of strength. You need physical strength and you need spiritual strength. And the spiritual strength comes in when your spiritual self is made up. If it's not made up, then your striving doesn't have that effect. Then you see that 60 people are enough to march over 60,000 people when you made up spiritually. Now, just see the thing in reverse now. You're going to give 60,000 bayan and you'll find even 60 people will not be right. Isn't the fact so much of bayan people are listening, WhatsApp and Facebook and YouTube and so many things are listening. So 60,000 bayans are listening, but not even 60 people are getting right. So there is something wrong. The bayan is supposed to be giving an effect. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If the bayan is not having an effect, then there is something wrong. The verse is saying, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now here someone will get it wrong. What about the bayan given in the Jamaat? See, one is to give a free bayan, just giving that. Open, you're talking freely. Now what when we talk about bayan here, we're talking about a man that is giving a bayan freely. When he's giving freely, then his Islam must be done to that point. And if his Islam is not done to that point, he's giving free, just whatever comes to his mind is giving. He can misconstrue things. He can have a wrong effect. Because he'll speak about things how he sees it. And he himself is not right. So what he's going to see is not going to be right. The message is going to be going out there that will be not right. So then he will give bayans, but in a confined way. Just what he had heard elders, 6 points, just speak around that. But you want to speak out freely when you are not right, right? Then the bayan, how can the bayan be right? Zikr etc. is done. And one of the reasons for doing the zikr is the same. Bayan must be flavored with zikr. That one should be noticed. Alhamdulillah, I should say, in our day when we are studying in Dioban, as the sabak is to be over, we could feel the clarity in the heart. In the sabak we could see that the ustad's heart is filled with zikr. So when the lesson is over, then our turn to the hereafter is more love towards dunya is decreasing. Now what's happening? Now, if it is that our hearts are all aspiring for wealth, I need this type of wealth, this type of car, that type of business, we're going to deliver that bayan, or we're going to deliver that sabak. Is that sabak going to have the right effect on the child, or the wrong effect? He learned the structures, but the essence of that kitab he will not learn. Essence of the was the hereafter, the try for the hereafter, disinclination to the world, that he's not going to get. He just learned some masail, just the structures of it, and that's it. And then he'll feel, now alright, how must I fit this into deen? Not how must I fit my life into deen, fit deen into this thing here. And by the way, that's how he's going to think. He says, now when we are sitting in the dars, a different thing. Our hearts are pulsating with zikr, we can actually perceive the zikr of the ustad that is teaching. So that zikr had reached such proportions. Darul Umm Diyoban was such that from the darban, the guard, the doorkeeper, right till the muhtarim, all the zakirin, all the sahib and nisbat, when now they were at that level, so that environment had a certain effect and the product had a certain effect. Any person coming out from the madrasa, and he was a star, in this few days that we are here, I said before also, just leave out things that don't concern us, especially the eyes and the tongue, leave it out, that we can do some other time. Now, as you know, it's a purpose, it's an objective. The objective is to get the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, His love, seated deep into the heart. So it can't be that your mind is everywhere and you're getting zikr. You have got some special time with your family, right? Your wife, whatever. You don't want any interference in interruption at that time, because you want to enjoy the relationship. So now you, that you Allah Ta'ala, and you gave this little bit of time to Allah Ta'ala, then let it be purely for Him. Quran Sharif, zikr, let your mind just be in that. So at least after the 10 days or 20 days or 30 days, whatever period of time, at least the effect of zikr is really, that zikr has taken that effect on yourself. Allah Ta'ala can have all tawfiq.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزيغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين هو الله most forgiving, most kind, most beloved Allah Forgive our sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed, the major sins and the minor sins, O Allah. The sins we've remembered, Ya Allah. And the sins we have forgotten about, O Allah. O Allah, the sins we've committed openly and the sins we've committed secretly. O Allah, forgive all our sins, O Allah. O Allah, you are the Rahim, Kareem, Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, O Allah. Forgive all our sins, O Allah. In this Mubarak month of Ramadan, O Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no one to turn to besides you, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive those sins and save us and protect us from the evil effects of those sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents, O Allah. Our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Our asatidah kiram, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Our wives and children, Ya Allah. All our family members, O Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive every one of us, O Allah. O Allah, one day we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us khatima bil khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us death on iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our death be mubarak, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. O Allah, let everything of our death be mubarak, Ya Allah. Let that occasion be an enviable occasion, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let everything around us be mubarak, Ya Allah. The time, the place, the people, the way and the method in which we pass away, Ya Allah, let it be mubarak, O Allah. O Allah, help us on that occasion, Ya Allah. O Allah, don't let us become victim to shaitan in that occasion, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us mubarak maut, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us jannat, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us jannat, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ يَا اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in hidayat, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with your special guidance, Ya Allah. O Allah, things happen and come to us from all sides, Ya Allah. Confusion comes, Ya Allah. Fitna comes, O Allah. O Allah, things become grey, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us and guide us, O Allah. O Allah, who can guide us beside you, Ya Allah? إِنَّ قُلُوبَنَا وَنَوَاصِيَنَا وَجَوَارِحَنَا بِيَدِكَ لَمْ تُمَلِّكْنَا مِنْهَا شَيْئًا فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ بِنَا فَكُنْ أَنْتَ وَلِيَّنَا وَاهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. وَاللَّهُ guide us, Ya Allah, guide us, Allah. Let us see the truth, Ya Allah, and see the right, Allah. Allah, hold us, Ya Allah, by our forelocks, by our hands, Ya Allah, and guide us straight, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with your special hidayat, Ya Allah. That person who doesn't have your guidance, Ya Allah, where can he go, Ya Allah? May yudlil Allahu fala hadiya lah. Ya Allah, there can be no guide and no way for him, O Allah. O Allah, guide every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide every one of us, O Allah. Safeguard our iman, Ya Allah. Keep our iman sound, Ya Allah. Keep our iman safe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass away with our iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Allah. Protect our iman, Ya Allah. Protect the iman of our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the greatest bounty you have given us is this wealth of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the true love for you and for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us love every sunnah and let us value every sunnah, O Allah. Grant us the true love for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deep in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us adab and respect, Ya Allah. Grant us adab and respect, Ya Allah, for deen, Ya Allah. For everything linked to deen, Ya Allah. For everyone linked to deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for you, for Allah, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Sahaba-i Kiram radiyallahu anhum, for our Asatidah, for our Mashayikh, Ya Allah, for all our elders, Ya Allah, for everything linked to deen, Ya Allah, for the Masajid, Ya Allah, for the Qur'an-i Kareem, for the Mubarak Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us respect, Ya Allah. Grant us respect, Ya Allah, true respect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Throughout our lives, Ya Allah, all the time, Ya Allah, grant us afiyat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the conditions, in the current conditions, Ya Allah, all over the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the masajid, Ya Allah. The masajid come back to normal, Ya Allah. The Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Makkah Mukarrama, Ya Allah. Madina Munawara, Ya Allah. Open these Mubarak places, Ya Allah. Open these masajid, Ya Allah. Open the masajid, Ya Allah. Protect the Muslims all over the world, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat and grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. be a month of us gaining, Ya Allah, and coming closer to You, Ya Allah. Let it be different, Ya Allah. Accept whatever we are doing, Ya Allah. And give us tawfiq to engage our time and our energies correctly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us in whatever we are doing, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us uphold the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Full our life sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us pious children, Ya Allah. Let our children be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. يا الله help us in whatever we are doing, يا الله. يا الله help us in whatever we are doing, يا الله. Grant us the best of this world, يا الله. Grant us the best of the آخرت, يا الله. يا الله on the day of قيامت, يا الله. Grant us honor and status in Your sight, Ya Allah, in which You are happy, Ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy, O Allah. O Allah, let us engage in the correct work, Ya Allah, in which You are happy and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shari ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.